Lecture 23, Demagogues and Stasis.
In this lecture, I plan to look at the political ramifications of the Peloponnesian War, and this is a lecture to be taken in tandem with the previous one dealing with economic and social and moral concerns. This was one of the grand themes behind the history of Thucydides, and it was also picked up by many other authors, notably Aristotle, writing in the 4th century BC, and later authors, including Plutarch, when he wrote on the lives of the noble Greeks and Romans. In Thucydides' opinion, the harsh conditions of the war, the death of Pericles, the moral deterioration of Athenians operating in an assembly, led to the rise of demagogues, which means essentially leaders who mislead the people, is what the connotation is of that word. Among them, Cleon, who was essentially Thucydides' bete noire. He is the figure who has Thucydides exiled for military incompetence. And so in many ways, Thucydides probably saw that the Mytilenean debate was a turning point that led to his own political demise in Athens by an Athenian assembly that became increasingly radical and increasingly less grateful of its aristocratic leaders. Besides looking at the changing political institutions in Athens and the emergence of a new type of leadership in Athens, to which I alluded in previous lectures, there was also another closely related theme, and that was the issue of stasis, civil war, civil strife. That is a Greek term that comes from the word meaning standing or standing apart in what we would call parties or groups based on ideological and political allegiances rather than traditional ties of kinship and religion. This was not new in the Greek world. There had always been stasis. But in Thucydides' opinion, the Peloponnesian War sharpened those divisions and led to a breakdown of consensus in many city-states, and Corcyra, which suffered a hideous stasis in 427 BC, was seen as the model by Thucydides, and we'll devote some time looking at that civil war and Thucydides' conclusions upon civil war in general, because this theme will reappear in the later stages of the war when Athens herself is rocked by stasis in 411 BC by oligarchs intending to overthrow the democracy, and then again in 404-403 BC in the immediate aftermath of the Peloponnesian War, when an oligarchic government is imposed on Athens by victorious Sparta, and Athens again suffers stasis, or civil strife, civil war, class warfare is sometimes a way it's translated, which becomes a phenomenon of many Greek city-states, certainly members of the Athenian Empire at least, during the Peloponnesian War. Let's look at the changing political landscape in Athens first. And Thucydides was a ardent admirer of Pericles and of the democracy as it was mediated and led by Pericles. And I want to remind us of some of Thucydides' conclusions about Pericles as the model Athenian leader. And I shall read a few selections from the second book to bring back that position of what Thucydides thought of Pericles and what went wrong after his death in 429. For Pericles had said that Athens would be victorious if she bided her time and took care of her navy, if she avoided trying to add to the empire during the course of the war, and if she did nothing to risk the safety of the city itself. But his successors did the exact opposite, and in other matters which apparently had no connection with the war, private ambition and private profit led to policies which were bad both for the Athenians themselves and for their allies. Such policies, when successful, only brought credit and advantage to individuals, and when they failed, the whole war potential of the state was impaired. And he then goes on to a long passage explaining Pericles' virtues, which I had read earlier, and he sums up with the following point that is very important for this lecture's starting point. So in what was nominally a democracy, power was really in the hands of the first citizen. But his, Pericles' successors, who were more on a level with each other, and each of whom aimed at occupying first place, adopted methods of demagoguery, which resulted in their losing control over the actual conduct of affairs. Such a policy in a great city with an empire to govern naturally led to a number of mistakes, amongst which was the Sicilian expedition, though in this case the mistake was not so much an error of judgment with regard to the opposition to be expected, as a failure on the part of those who were at home to give proper support to their forces overseas.